Okay, well, cool. I think as long as NFC gets copied on that, then all the treasurers will have copies of that as well, and they'll be in the same time loop with the business managers, at least.
Absolutely. So no, they're, you know, we're as they say, we're working on it, and when we're working, the business managers and all of us, we finally did the we go through our little processes. So therefore, they're working on it.
Great.
And we'll
great.
When we get it done.
Thank you. Okay, I think, is that it then on WPFW?
Yes, I'll right. take care of us.
Okay, great, thank you. Mm. All right, I think we've gone through the five signal areas. Just before we go to Laverne, I wouldn't mind if everyone doesn't mind very quickly. I'd like to jot down, I got WBAI, the fun drive dates for the different signal areas, because, you know, about a month from now or so, we're going to want to know how we did. WBAI is May 12th through June 12th. Is that right, R. Paul?
Yes.
And KPFT, Alberto or Mike, do you know what day your fun drive started?
Yeah, it started Saturday.
Started Mother's Day.
Sunday, Mother's Day. Thank you.
That's
Mother's Day.
Okay. And it's the 24th? 9th? Okay,
no.
The 9th. Mother's Day.
And it's going to the 24th?
Sunday the 9th.
Is that right, 24?
No.
The 27th.
I think it's going to the 27th. Yes, it's going through the 27th.
27th. Okay, and Bruce or Alonzo, what's WPFW's time frame?
We have May 10th through May 25th.
Okay.
10 through 25.
10 through 25. And what's going on up there in Berkeley with my friends in Berkeley, Simon and Tracy? Are you doing a fun drive right now? Well, yeah, you are, right. We're getting your news. I know you are. What's your schedule up there?
I'm not sure what the dates are exactly, but, yeah, it's ongoing now.
Tracy, do you know?
I don't have the exact dates. I believe it is something like May 12th through the 25th or 26th.
Something like that. Okay, all right. And we are doing a little three-day drive, and then we're doing the bulk of it in June. So, yes, I'll get those dates for everybody, but it's probably, you know, it's one of the longer duration ones also, I'm sure. So,
great.
All right.
It's May 18th through the 21st. And then in June, I think it's, what, another 21 days?
That sounds about right. Yeah, I'm just not sure which part of June they're doing it in. So.
Don't have a down.
Hmm. I know, I should know that, huh? Okay. Sorry, go ahead, Laverne.
I should have it, but I don't.
That's okay. All right. It seems like we're always doing this, unfortunately. All righty. I think that takes care of where we're at right now on budget process. Laverne, I'd like to go to you for a few, for whatever updates you'd like to give us of a financial nature that aren't necessary to executive session, if there's anything.
Okay. I just sent you the preliminary results. And what R. Paul had said when he looked at WBAI, there was an entry made in March that made the number incorrect. So we corrected that today. That's where we were like getting our reports out.
Mm-hmm.
So on a year-to-date basis, basically, I really can't read them from this report. There's too much stuff here. But we are still, as far as the year-to-date numbers for the foundation, we're at a net loss. So we do have quite a ways to go. But I think that as R. Paul and everyone has talked about, with a number that is particularly with BAI, the issue is not with the expenses. Those were basically the budget was basically on target. But the issue are with revenue, in particular with listener support and with BAI, your basic fulfillment issues. And like R. Paul had spoken about the installments, they were not done. They were as of, I think, April of last year, and after then, the installments just were not done. And they were done for 1 month, as R. Paul said, and brought in about, I don't know, $9,000 or so in revenue. And in talking a discussion today, we talked with management there about the drive and how much had been actually been committed and pledged in installments. So there were some, and the commitment was that they would restart the installment process because that's, again, as I've explained, that's just revenue left on the table. You know, if you don't process it that month, it's basically lost. So that, and plus to get the invoices back on a fixed schedule so that, and that, and also doing the lapse membership. So those basic things. We also had a meeting with the database managers, and we talked about all of those issues too. So we kind of agreed on some things, and including preparing for the election and with the database managers, and, you know, it's a MEMS's issue in terms of getting a clean database with members in it. So, again, if you look at, this is all related back to revenue and listener support, and that, you know, what we're doing is listing on a monthly basis, you know, when these needed functions are taken care of on a monthly basis, and it has to be done by every station, and that's the only way that, particularly where you have a station that is not making the fund drive goals, you have to be able to at least fulfill the pledges that you have made, and if you can increase that, then you can basically make your revenue targets. So those are the things that we've talked about, both with the business managers meeting that we had last week, and with the database managers. And I might add, the database managers, I think they really haven't met as a group, and they really, you know, like this because they are an integral part of the finance function, the finance area.
Of course.
So this turns out, you know, it's a really win-win for all of us. And so we've committed to meet again, I think in June, I believe, or maybe next July. So the other issue, again, the issue with our results, these are preliminary. We're still, you know, have a deficit. But the issue is, again, to try to recover on the revenue, to have these targets that every business manager and database manager working together actually perform, and to do a checklist on that. We also have a checklist on the requirements for the business managers, and we'll send that out and shows, you know, what they have made, if they have made the targets that really need to be done on a monthly basis, like the close and bank reconciliations. And also the important thing is the MEMS reconciliation. So those are kind of the things that we're working on. We're getting the results. Again, the results were a little delayed because of and like R. Paul had talked about, the error on the rent for the month of March at WBAI. So I think, you know, what we have to do is really try to put the things in place that we know that can actually generate the revenue. You know, we have to do the lapse members. We have to do the direct mail drives, which are also done, you know, by the stations. And also we do mail drives here at the national office. And that we have to, and in some cases, like with KPFK, a mail drive is done and in support before the elections database is required. And that way you do a mail drive, you're asking for funds for your normal ask for funds, but in there you also report that the election is coming up and you need to pay your $25 at least if you'd like to be a voting member of the station. So those are the things that are done by especially the database managers who are like more skilled than others, and we just have to, you know, like make sure that we're doing that as a foundation and as a group, and kind of spare the other people on who can't do it, and then they'll use those more experienced people like Terry Guy and Chris Stalick, and also Robin Lewis at KPFT can use them as resources, and not to mention, of course, with PFW you have a development director who has the database people working for her, so they are really, they're at PFW, they're doing really well too, and it allows everyone to ask questions in terms of, you know, how we can make these things happen. and they know that other stations are doing it. So that's kind of where we are. We're having our meetings. We have also sent out to you, we have the letter, the communication letter from our auditor. So I sent out this little preliminary timeline that we had, that Arlene, based on what Arlene and I had worked on together. So, and part of that is with the plan, financial planning and procedures manual. So one of the issues that kind of raises its little head ever so often is the whole thing about revenue recognition. So I sent you guys a copy of that in terms of what the process is for revenue recognition. Because what happens is in the stations, not everyone, but there are a couple that, you know, if there's a game, if you don't show listener support, then you don't get your central from it. So, you know, the thing is that, you know, I think that we are showing that we are a tighter community now, and that, you know, where there are issues, where the revenue is an issue, that, you know, we have to work these things together, and that we really, you know, whether we continue to be able to go forward as a network depends on us working together as a group. And that's very important. So that's kind of where we are now.
Thank you, LeVar. Are there questions, please?
Yes, I have one.
Okay, I'll take a stack. Alberto?
LeVar?
Yes.
The question that I have is, you're saying that we are running below expected income, and how much is that now?
In fact, I have a little summary on that, but on a year-to-date basis, our revenue is, on April year-to-date, which is the first 7 months of the year, we are at 8.3 million dollars. So we're at $8,303,000, and the budget that we had was $8,998,000, so almost $9 million. So that means we're about $700,000 below the revenue, and where the largest variance are $600,000 of the $700,000 is in listener support. So we see that's where we really need to try, particularly where we are having some, as like at BAI, like we have missed that, the fulfillment on BAI, and the number there I think was about 100,000 of the 600,000. So that's really where we have to pick up on the revenue, because pick up some of that if you start doing the installs, if you do the lapsed members, if you do the direct mail appeals, and you also do any little EFTs, if you have any of that, you have to get that done. So that's what's really important. So again, the revenue through April year to date, the first 7 months of the fiscal year, the revenue is $8.3 million, which is very good. You know, we have to applaud all the stations who have done really well there. But we had a budget of about $9 million, so that's $700,000 short. And on a net income basis, what we have for the year, we have we have sheets here. The budget, the year-to-date budget, was actually to show the net income of about $300,000. Instead, we are a little over, we are about $366,000 loss. So that's the swing there, is that we're under budget, worse than budget, by almost $700,000. And you go straight to your revenue. And if I look at total expenses for foundation, we have, we'll have to look at this online. We have, again, it's the biggest variance here is in revenue. Revenue of 700, and the net income loss is $700,000. So again, but at KPFA, we have a revenue law, we have a shortfall there of I'll have to find the number here online. Okay. So again, the biggest difference in revenue is in, I mean, the biggest difference in terms of the shortfall to income is basically is in your revenue. It's in $600,000 of that is in listener support.
I have a question. This is Simon.
Sure. Go ahead, Simon.
How does it translate to cash? Does, you know, when I see the consolidated net income is about 740 below plan, does that mean we're also off our cash plan consolidated by that similar amount?
Our cash, I don't have my reports here, but it would definitely show that we have some unpaid expenses that in that when we got our, we have Democracy Now, and the only reason we have that, you know, our cash, the reason why we probably shows that loss, that we actually shows, it actually means that we have Democracy Now, we have in May, that means we're about 4 months behind. And FSRN, we're right on the budget right now, I believe, or we might be 1 month behind. No, on April, I think we're right on budget. But with Democracy Now in April, I'm sorry, in April, that means that we're actually 3 months behind. So that's in terms of cash. So that cash has not gone out. And that's why, you know, it would not reflect that we're 700 behind in cash because we don't have the, yeah. We don't have the reserves to cover $700,000 below budget in cash.
So it's basically by delaying paying our contractors that we're saying.
Well, you know, all of these expenses are your revenue is actually cash or cash, but our expenses are cash and accruals. So we, like for example, with WBAI, they're as of April, they were. As of May, they're 2 months behind on rent, two months behind on office rent, 2 months behind on the antenna. But as of April, they were only a month behind on each one. So therefore, that cash has not gone out. So that's like including utilities, that's close to $60,000 or $70,000.
So what would be the consolidated cash balance approximately?
Okay, we have a report on that right now. Let me pull it up, and I'll give you the number. Our preliminary cash for the end of the year. You can go ahead and talk while I pull it up.
While we're waiting for Laverne to give us some numbers, I have a point of personal privilege, Madam Chair.
Please, Alberto, go ahead.
Thank you. I am riding, and we're driving down the road in a very remote area. I might lose my cell, and I'll try and come back as soon as I can regain a cell for me to get back into the meeting.
Thank you, Alberto. Okay, Laverne, do you have it yet or no?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't have it here. I have to get it.
It's fine.
No problem. And were there other people who had questions? I thought I had heard another voice on the line.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, this is Bruce.
That's what I thought. Okay. And was there another?
Yeah, Mike.
Mike. Okay. So after Simon, Bruce, and then Mike. Are you done, Simon, or did you have
I'm done. Questions? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Laverne, if you don't have that report right now, maybe you could send that out to us shortly.
I'll send it out in the morning. We'll pull it up.
Okay. Great. Thank you. All right. So please, go ahead, Bruce.
Okay, this is a little bit different question. Laverne, at our last meeting, I think you had mentioned that there was a possibility of the national office hiring a grant writer. Was that, had you said that? Someone to have a national capital campaign?
Maybe Arlene. I do remember hearing that also. Someone who would work on a percentage basis, right?
Or was it Arlene who said it? Maybe it was Arlene.
Laverne, do you recall?
Anything about hiring one, I said it was a position we could use.
Ah, there you are. We didn't even know you were with us. Hi, Arlene.
There's the one.
Oh.
The question I had was, I thought, and maybe I heard wrong, I thought it was suggested that whoever the grant writer was would get 40% of whatever the grant obtained, and that we would get 60%. And when I brought that up here locally, someone pointed out to me that that may be illegal. That's not
exactly.
That
would not be anything I would ever say, because I've been into situations like that before. Sometimes you can build in a fee for a grant writer into a grant, but percentages get you into very dangerous ground. And to be perfectly honest, 40% is way too much.
So maybe I just heard it wrong.
I thought I had heard something very similar, Bruce, though, whoever had mentioned it. So
I don't know. I'm trying to remember. I know that.
Maybe it was just mentioned as an idea, but yes. No one wants to own that idea anymore.
Okay. All right, good. That takes care of that one.
That, you know, when someone may ask for that, but, you know, that would be, you could get a fee for writing for a grant writer, but, you know, I'd love to have someone. In fact, that's what we were trying to look at, how we can actually run a project for grant writing, which there are some possibilities now, but I don't recall.
Okay. Bruce, did you have anything further?
I think that'll take care of me for right now. I just want to get that clarified, and it sounds like I got the answer I needed.
Okay. All right. Mike, thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up something with respect to what LaVarne was mentioning in terms of fundraising and the mail-out campaigns and, you know, calling and that sort of thing. Part of the reason that KPFD's been able to stay in budget is because there are positions unfilled. These are individuals that left through the process of natural attrition. And we've got a couple of positions that just haven't been filled. What this has really meant is that we're kind of down to a bare-bones staff, and most people are working hours that are well beyond what we could reasonably expect them to work, simply because they're committed to Pacifica and KPFT. So asking them to take additional responsibilities for some of those things, it's not really feasible. The approach that we've decided is that what we need to do as an LSB is to facilitate fundraising however we can, whether that's through community events or a couple of other initiatives that we're undertaking, but to supplement what our staff can do with our own volunteer activities. The idea being that if we can begin to generate enough income that way and not count strictly on listener support, which has been the primary source of revenue and may continue to be the primary source of revenue, but at least come up with enough in the way of money-making that we'll be able to hire the staff to begin to expand seeking support from listeners, and that and through our outreach activities. So, you know, it's a good idea to be able to do some of those things and to have your database accessible and, you know, to do mail outs and callings and that, but if you don't have the staff to do it, it's really not, you really can't do it. And that's kind of where we're at. And I just wanted to say I need to go. Today is my youngest daughter's 18th birthday, and I need to go eat some cake before it's all gone.
Oh, well, happy birthday, Mike. We'll let you go sooner. Thank you so much, all right?
Okay, thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Mike.
Bye. You too.
Bye.
You're welcome. Good night.
All right. LaVarne, did you want to say anything in terms of those staff burdens and expenses associated with fulfillment? Or?
I've kind of chatted about that, and I think if when we get our meeting with the database manager, make sure the process, that everyone is following the process, and if not, you know, the resources provided to do that. As otherwise, you know, this is it's very clear. And also when we look at the audit, you know, we start looking at, again, fulfillment and, you know, the pledges that are out there, and where the process is in place, then, you know, the fulfillment is high. But where there's no process or no one to actually do it on a regular basis, that's where your fulfillment really suffers.
So you're just really talking about improving the utilization of staff resources we already have and putting processes in place that facilitate doing
just
it correctly. Okay.
Yeah, making sure that everyone is following the same process in order to keep the fulfillment at a level so that you have a chance of bringing in the revenue that you have worked so hard to raise during the fund drive.
Yes, of course. Okay, very good. Are there any other questions for Laverne?
One quick question from me.
Please go ahead, Alberto.
Laverne, just my classical question to you is how, given the shortfalls on the listener support throughout the network, how is the national office doing financially?
Well, you know, in terms of our cash flow, you know, our goal is just to be break even at the end of the year because that's basically the way we work, and that's basically where we are. But where we could previously had some cushion, like for example, this month, WBAI, the payroll, we actually had to pay out of our national office. And although we wired the money to our payroll account today for WBAI's payroll, but you know there are also the bill backs, the benefits that we actually pay. So, and also we pay the benefits for PFW. So, you know, unless they have to, and for, you know, people have to understand, you know, we're not like the U.S. Mint. We don't create money. if there's cash that has to go out for benefits and payroll, there has to be cash in that payroll account at B of A to meet that. And you know, and actually this month I think we had a little negative balance because we had to pay not only BAI's payroll but their benefits. Although we were able to get that back, get the payroll today, so and with PFW there are benefits that you know it you have to send the money for your benefits because at some point if you don't send the money and expect it to be paid it's not going to be paid it's not so you know somehow you have to tell your staff that oh you know we didn't transfer the money so therefore or we didn't have the money or we didn't transfer the money in order to pay that. You know, we can't create money, particularly where the stations are not paying central services like with BAI and PFW. We have to get money in to disperse money. And you know, it's very important that be done. I mean, in addition to just not only your payroll, but we have the insurance Clear Channel, we're 3 months behind on Democracy Now. Unless we get cash in, we have to pay FSRN this month. Although they actually reduced the amount, the little extra that we had put in the budget, they said they would forgive that for FSRN. So we have a long way to go in terms of. But the things that I think that we can affect, the National Finance Committee. Good night. And we have to really, in your role, my role, and the business manager's role is in terms of advising, counseling, the general managers on making these things happen that we can affect.
Thank you, Laverne. Are there any other questions for Laverne? Okay. I'd like to give Arlene an opportunity if she'd like to address the committee since I didn't know she was on the call earlier.
I'm more of an observer than anything else, although I'm actively monitoring our financial position and will be actively working on the budget with everyone. So.
Great. Okay. All right. Thank you, Arlene. All right, there was one more matter of business on here, and we're getting late in this meeting, and we want to have a short executive session. So I will go ahead and just motivate this. And you know what, Arpal, I need to ask a procedural question. The chair, am I allowed to bring forth a motion, or do I have to step aside as chair for a moment?
No, you can do it. This is a committee.
Committee, thank you. God, I love committees. Okay. All righty. You know, the whole issue regarding advertising and the general manager search committees and all of this, and KPFK, you know, in the motion that we passed at the national board level, we agreed to include the other three signal areas that are hiring for the same position in additional ads that we were placing within our budgetary guidelines, which basically were additional electronic media ads. And at the time, I told the people from those signal areas that, like, obviously this doesn't encompass daily print advertising that may be required by the EEOC guidelines for your area, like New York Times for New York or Washington Post for Washington or some other daily print circulation newspaper. So I received a call from a fellow committee member in another signal area that they did, in fact, want to place such a daily print ad, but nobody, there had been no provision made in any of these other signal areas' budgets for advertising. KPFK apparently is the only one that put advertising into our budget last year for these positions because they knew, we knew they were coming up. So I would like to motivate a short allocation to the other signal areas because hiring is something we're legally mandated to do. The EEOC can fine us if we don't properly advertise, and they don't have to utilize all of it, but at least it gives them something to work with.
Summer?
Yes, is that Arlene? Or
it's Arlene. Did you
please
see the report, the message that I sent out yesterday to the chairs of all the committees, including you?
I did not, Arlene. I apologize. Did it address this issue?
Wait. In it, we set some goals, which is a minimum of 12 candidates that meet the basic requirements, and if there are less than that, we are going to fund additional advertising. We've already funded one additional ad in New York, and we'll see what's necessary and work with it on a case-by-case basis.
Okay. Well, it was actually New York that I had gotten the call from. What I want to pass here tonight doesn't mandate that they do any additional advertising. It just says that we approve a small amount in their budgets to do this, and I would hope you, obviously you've got to work with each station on a case by case basis, but they seem to be not feeling that they had a very large pool of candidates at the front end, not that they didn't have a final, you know, assorted pool, which I don't think anyone would expect more than 12 out of a final pool anyway. But if I may, I'll go ahead and read the motion. If you have any objection, Arlene, please let me know. But I think it just gives them authorization, basically. So it's the NFC recommends that the PNB approve the allocation and expenditure of up to, so again, they don't have to spend that much, of $1,500 each for signal areas WBAI, WPFW, and KPFA to be utilized for advertising in compliance with EEOC guidelines and other expenses necessary to the general manager search and hiring process. So, I mean, obviously one would hope that maybe they don't have to use all of it, but
where are you planning for them to get that money? I mean, in other words, we've said that we'll fund some things if they don't have an adequate pool, but I don't, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think you can just arbitrarily change their budget at this point in the year, and I don't think KPFK wants to send checks to other stations. That's my impression.
No, you know, and this is true, and it might have to be some sort of billback situation. You know, my only concern is if there is difficulty for them placing, and that they do have adequate coverage in print media in their local jurisdictions to not. I mean, you know, it was KPFK that almost got hit with an $8,000 fine from the EEOC because we didn't put our last process in the newspaper, even though we had advertised in a copious number of other locations. So, I don't know. I'll take commentary. You know, it's just this was brought to my attention as a problem by other people, and I was asked to bring it to the committee. And, you know, I mean, I would assume you're doing some sort of billback situation also, Arlene, right, in terms of if the national office is
saying. And as I said, we've already placed one additional ad in New York, and at this point, Washington has told me that they have plenty to work with for a start. You know, if it turns out that their pool isn't that, you know, don't turn out to be people that meet the qualifications, then we're going to move ahead with more advertising. But they have a significant number, and they're still coming in every day for Washington.
That's right. Yeah, we have a bunch.
New York had a number that had not that they couldn't open, and we discovered that they weren't going to the bottom of the file, and so they thought there were a lot of people that hadn't sent resumes with their requests, and it turned out to be something else. So we're working with them on that.
Okay. Well, I'm not married to this proposition. It was New York that brought the problem to my attention. I wouldn't mind maybe hearing from one of the people from New York. I don't know if either one of you have any contact with the general manager search process. But
the first thing I need to say is, would you email that?
Of course, yes.
Instantly, so, 'cause I didn't catch it all.
Okay. And I can
read
it. I have
nothing to do
with
the manager search committee, so I can't comment on this at all.
Okay. Well, are there other comments on this? Questions?
I have a comment.
Please.
Well, you know, I think that this motion is a motion for management as a support mechanism.
Okay.
For encouraging that we get through this process and make sure that the signal areas do not get into any situation with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, etc. And obviously, to answer to or to respond to you, Arlene, obviously the money would have to come from quotes unquote the national office. If it was needed, and as you have already indicated, you've made some funds available, and
right.
we're just encouraging through this motion to enable the process, and for the national office to go ahead and have something in their records that indicate that the NFC is recommending that the national office facilitate the process with getting through this extremely long process of getting enough applications for this general managers in the four signal areas. And like the motion specifies, it's up to, and of course it would be up to the executive director to make any decision given the situations that are out there, including the main factor from Alberto's perspective. I do not want to be in a situation where we might get a slap on the wrist or worse, a slap on our pocketbook by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, because they will come back and say, you failed to put an ad in a newspaper, because that is considered public notice, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, which I'm telling you nothing you don't know, Arlene. So it's just an encouragement. For me, it's an encouragement so that the national office can have a little resolution from the National Finance Committee that we're encouraging a little bit of assistance to facilitate the process with a bill back to the signal areas as they hopefully become better positioned to pay the national office back whatever small amount of monies might be utilized to cover those bare necessity public notices that the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission might require.
Well, let me just bring this to your attention. What we have said is that we, if it's necessary, we'll cover up to $2,000 in each area. It will be yes on the basis of billbacks, but you should also perhaps be aware that we are in a situation right now where we had to notify Washington that if they don't get some money in towards their benefits, that we don't have enough money on hand right now to go ahead and pay their benefits for the last month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we think we've got some payback coming from New York, so we may be able to rotate around a little bit, but that's exactly how tight it is here at the national office. And so whenever I'm spending any penny, I'm having to look at what I'm denying when I spend it.
Arlene, I did add a sentence, this money will be treated as a bill back between the national office and the respective stations. It really, because it's not, like I said, mandating that they spend this money. I think it really just ratifies what you're already doing, which would probably be the appropriate action of the PNB and the NFC anyway to approve of that. Do you know what I mean? It was an error that they didn't include something for advertising in their budgets last year, but anyway, so I think if there's no objection, I think it actually
is kind of what you're already doing, probably.
It's kind of what we're already doing, and it's kind of micromanaging what we're doing. That's my concern.
Well, we don't want to micromanage, but I think some of these changes in budgetary stuff, it's probably good to just approve it as, you know, as a concept, and that way it is sort of solidified, and, you know, it's supposed to get paid back to the national office and everything. So, I don't know. Are there any objections to this motion? Because I did include a paragraph about treating it as a bill back, so there is a record of that.
I still need to get the whole motion.
May I reread it?
Okay, hold on one second. Yes, you can reread it slowly so I can type it in.
Okay, thank you, Art Paul. The NFC recommends that the PNB approve the allocation and expenditure of up to $1,500 each for signal areas WBAI, WPFW, and KPFA to be utilized for advertising in compliance with EEOC guidelines and other expenses necessary to the general manager search and hiring process. And then this money will be treated as a bill back between the national office and the respective stations.
Okay, I got it up to EEOC guidelines.
And other expenses necessary.
Okay.
To the general manager search and hiring process. Period.
Okay.
And this money will be treated as a bill back between the national office and the respective stations. So it's actually $500 less than what Arlene, what you've agreed to as a contingency.
Okay, what I have then is the NFC recommends that the PNB approve the allocation and expenditure of up to $1,500 each for the signal areas of WBAI, WPFW, and KPFA to be utilized for advertising in compliance with EEOC guidelines and other expenses where necessary to the other expenses as necessary to the general manager search and hiring process. And this money will be treated as a bill back between the national office and the stations.
That's right. Perfect. So I guess if we could take a vote on that, I would appreciate that. Or if there are any objections to this motion?
Just could I have a clarification?
Of course.
Just on how this would work, for instance, you know, we have our mass committee, you know, the search committee, and if they just found out or decided that they needed to place some advertising somewhere in order to meet, you know, the EEOC provisions, would they then make a request to the national office for this money? Or do they have to go to our own general manager first, and then he would make the request? How does that work? And I'm only asking that because since there's bill back and everything, it does involve, you know,
responsibility. Well, if I could defer to Arlene in terms of how she's been handling this. Arlene, how do you prefer to handle that? I'm sure you've already got a system in place.
I'm sorry, how are we handling what?
Oh, he just, Bruce wanted clarification in terms of, like if the local search committee, right, decides they want to do a little more advertising, are they requesting, how have you been handling it? Are they requesting directly to the national office, or are they going through the general manager who is requesting?
No, they're requesting directly, but what they have been asked to do is to look at the, to review the resumes that they have first, before we advertise.
What I mean is,
and then they come direct and basically.
Hold on, one at a time. Okay, Arlene, go ahead. What are they doing right now if they want to place additional advertising? What are they? Who do they contact at the office? Are they contacting you right now or?
Contacting. It could be any one of the three of us, whichever of the two they're working with, James, or in the case of KPFA, Ahmad, or me. And we're dealing with it on a case by case basis, looking at what the situation is.
Okay.
Well, anyway, so if we vote yes on this motion, it's only saying that in a contingency situation, the money could be requested, but otherwise,
I mean, I sent out a fairly lengthy statement yesterday as to what the process is and where we are, and I'm asking to have 3 to 5 candidates in my hands from each station by no later than July 15th. Now, that means that people have to jump in and work, and that means they've got to review the resumes they have, you know, determine whether they've got enough candidates to select from in order to interview, or whether we've got to quickly turn around some additional advertising.
Right.
Does that answer your question, Bruce, or did you need...
Well, I think so. I mean...
What's your underlying concern? I feel there's...
One concern is simply, can one of our committees get us into a situation where the station has a debt? It just seems like it would be more proper if they had to go through the general manager, because...
That's what we do here locally at KPFK. I hear what you're saying, Bruce. I'm getting to the crux of your matter. The station is indebted to the bill back, and is a committee working without consultation to the management and going directly to the national office, right? Is that basically the heart of it?
Yeah.
I think, though, we have to keep in mind that part of the issue with that in some of the stations, and I'm not going to identify which ones, but we may be dealing with interim people who are also candidates for the position. And
right. Thank you, Arlene. Yeah.
That the decision there is basically between the search committee and this office.
So I think, just to answer that question, Bruce, I mean, basically the search committees are dealing directly with the national office on other issues, you know what I mean, to do with the hiring process, because the national office is the final hiring body, right? And,
right.
You know, KPFK, because we have it in our budget, we can go to our manager and say, you know, this is part of our budget, please do it. But anyway, I think, you know, I mean, all we're really doing is, you know, from a board perspective, we are ratifying something that, you know, needs to be available to them if it becomes necessary, but they're going to have to interface with the national office anyway, and this puts a cap on it also, so, you know, without getting any mandate that it has to be spent, you know.
Okay.
So,
I just wanted to clarify that.
That's a legitimate concern. Can committee members encumber a station? But I would think if anyone had given it consideration, it would have been in the budget anyway, because it's one of those necessary expenses to the hiring process, you know.
Oh, yeah, it certainly... alerts me to something for our budget we're working on.
Definitely, like if you need to hire a program director or anyone else. You know, I mean, if there are other key positions that you have interim people in right now, you need to contemplate for the year coming up in terms of search processes and stuff. And that's for everyone. I mean, since we have so many interim people in place, please look at that and consider that when you're looking at your budgets. You need to encompass advertising and look at what's going on with your line items, with how many employees are happening, and, you know, do you have temporary pitch hitters in different positions, and, you know, try to calculate all that into it.
That's a real good point, Summer. We have at least 2 of those stations have interim program directors, and 1 has no program director.
Right, there you go.
And at least 1 station that I've talked to has also talked about the fact that even though they need to make cuts in some areas, they feel that coming up with some kind of development support is also essential. So
yeah,
if you're looking at budgets, you do need to be looking at what your most essential needs are, especially since most of our stations right now are operating relatively bare bones.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And, yeah, key staffing positions, because sometimes we've cut positions that are urgently needed at a station.
Exactly.
And you end up covering that position, but you do it in an interim fashion, so that has to be factored in, like, okay, in the upcoming budget, we want to make this position exist here because we've had to anyway, you know. So, yeah, that's very critical. So I would say to everyone, try to ascertain how many, you know, moving positions there are at your station as you're going over your budget. So, anyway, so I would like to pass this motion because I think it's, you know, would be appropriate because it's something that is happening anyway. It's something that's supposed to happen, and it's something that should have been in the budget. So this is like, you know, I don't know, you know, whether it's a, you know, exigent circumstance type of motion, but and it's permissive, and it'll still be going through, you know, the national office in terms of approval. So are there any objections to the motion as it's currently worded?
Okay. Hearing none.
There you go.
Aha, is there an objection? No. Okay. R. Paul, can you record it as approved?
Pass without objection.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, everyone. And hopefully we'll just get through this hiring process and on to our next hiring process, you know, with some equanimity and get some more good people out here, Pacifica. So, I think that we need to schedule our next two meetings, and then we can adjourn and go to a brief executive session because it's already getting pretty late for people on the East Coast, I think. So,
yeah.
I would like to take into consideration the fact that we have a PNB meeting in July, which sounds very far away until you're scheduling meetings in June. And in consideration of where we're at in terms of people's, you know, budget preparation, fund drives, and all that, the dates we have available in June are the 1st, which is like slightly under 2 weeks from now, the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th. And then after that, of course, we're into early July, and we've got the PNB meeting, like, what is that, 17th or something like that, 16th or 17th?
Yeah.
So, talk to me, Tracy.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I just wanted to put out, I don't know if this impacts the members of this committee or not, but just to put it out there, U.S. Social Forum first day is the 22nd.
Ah, good to know.
And I know for me that will be
good point.
Hard days.
Where
not
is that?
Possible, but hard. I don't know if anyone else is impacted.
Okay, that's good to know, though. I mean, these things we should be aware of, you know, like not scheduling for May Day. So, all right, so that leaves us 1st, 15th, and 29th. Here is my thinking on stuff as we approach the in-person PNB meeting. I personally found it, like undoable to have a meeting the same week as the PNB. I know our technical people found it hard. The ones immediately before and immediately after a traveling meeting are very difficult. So if we have a meeting at the very end of June, if we were to have a meeting 2 weeks later, we'd be right in the middle of PNB week. So we could meet the 1st of June. Oh, you're saying the 22nd is the social forum, so that makes that date not necessarily a good day. So we could meet the 1st and the 15th, the 1st and the 29th, and meet again after the in-person PNB meeting. I'd like a little feedback because, you know, we need to meet to work on things, but we need to do a lot of work when we're not meeting right now to get these budgets in hand. And, of course, we should continue with quarterly reviews and all the rest of, you know, just the maintenance things. But right now we need to sink our hands into our budgets and get them moving on here. So how many people think it would be worthwhile to meet again in 2 weeks on June 1st? Is there a liking for meeting that soon, or do you think it would be better to meet?
Our poll for a suggestion?
Please.
Yeah, the budget process in the past has gotten fairly intense at some point.
Yeah.
And I think the more we do in the front of it, the less we have to do at the back end of it.
Sounds good.
Looking at the calendar, I would think like June 1st and 15th might be the dates. That's just my thought.
Okay.
If we have like a big monster emergency we need to meet again in June, we'll still have leeway.
Well, we might even, I would hate to be so bold as to suggest the 1st, the 15th, and the 29th, which sounds like brutality to me, but and skipping entirely having a meeting the first 2 weeks of July, which is another concept because you've got 4th of July right there, and then we've got PNB and, you know, whatever. I mean, I personally wouldn't be opposed to that if there was a lot of work and we actually had some budgets to chew on, but I think we're probably not going to know until a couple weeks from now if we have anything to look at yet.
I have a point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Well, really referring to Tracy. Tracy, are you planning to attend the social forum on the 22nd of June?
Yes. I found out just a couple days ago that I was going to be in Detroit on the 22nd. That said, I may be able to take the call from where I am. I'm just not sure of it. I mean, that said, you can meet without me, but I don't need to put out that it just might not be possible. I'm not quite sure.
How many days will it last?
It will last forever. I'm not staying for all of them. It's the 22nd through the 26th, which is amazingly ambitious, but I will be there the 22nd through the 24th.
Okay. Well, it's up to... Yeah, it's up to the members. I mean, I needed a point of information here on that date.
Okay, because, yeah, except for that, I would tend to support the 1st and the 22nd, because then we could slide in maybe one meeting after the 4th of July running into the PNB meeting, you know what I mean? But is there any other input from anyone on any of these days?
Simon, are you going to be able to make the meeting on the 22nd, do you think? I'd hate to see KPFA totally unrepresented.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that.
No, I thought we were considering sort of a two-week rhythm here of the 1st, the 15th, and maybe the 29th. And in some ways, that seems to be the easiest, although, frankly, from a personal note, I don't find at the moment that we're getting anything done in these meetings. Maybe once we have budgets to actually chew on, that changes. But right now, this is really not really moving the budget process forward. We're sort of spending time that doesn't really necessarily feel very productive to me.
Well, that was my concern about maybe meeting on the 1st, is because we may not have anything. I mean, you know, our Paul's completely right. We got completely bogged down later in the budget season, but part of that is because it was so slow getting anything to look at the beginning. Do you know what I mean? We were like months behind on getting budgets to even consider. And that's something to consider now, too. I mean, our Paul, what's your input on June 1st in terms of will we have anything substantive to chew on 2 weeks from now?
Do you want me to predict? Well, I predict that the space aliens will land. No. I'm looking at a calendar here. You know, it's up to the committee, and that's just a suggestion from me, is 1 in 15. But whatever everybody else says, if we figure we won't have enough to chew on 2 weeks from now.
Well, of a budget nature, we'll always have other things to chew on, like we could go ahead and do our, but...
Yeah.
The big bummer was that elections committee stealing our Tuesday the 12th. That's the big bummer.
You're right, totally. That was our ideal day right there. All right.
Can I say something?
Please.
This is Bruce.
Please.
Well, just based on earlier in the evening when the treasurers were making their reports, I have to admit, I didn't hear anybody say that they thought they were going to have their budget ready by June 1st.
Thank you.
It sounded like the middle of the month was
the earliest,
more realistic. So what I'm thinking is, and this is what I would encourage, is if all of us, treasurers particularly, will send in brief, written reports to the committee between now and, say, the 15th, in other words, updating where we're at, so, if anyone's getting into trouble, falling behind, or, hitting a roadblock, we could identify it right away. But it sounds like maybe the 15th might be more realistic for us to have something from somebody.
Then why don't we grab maybe the 15th and the 29th? The 15th's not the greatest day for me because my kid's birthday is that weekend, but it's okay. It's not that day. So I think from a having something substantial to work on, because I agree, I would like us to have something to really look at. The 15th and the 29th, and that'll avoid the World Social Forum day of the 22nd.
Sounds very good.
Good. Okay, because I think it'll be more productive also than meeting 2 weeks from now, because I don't think we're going to have anything really to look at yet. So,
point of information?
Please.
What day of the week is the 15th?
Oh, they're Tuesdays. I told her to go ahead and look at our typical Tuesday. We seem to have a fairly good precedent on grabbing Tuesdays, except for the election.
Okay, fine.
Thanks, Doc.
Yeah,
and I'll tell them not to do that again.
Yeah, tell them Tuesday's ours. R. Paul, could you take care of noticing KPFTX on the 15th and the 29th?
Okay, do we all agree on 15 and 29?
Is that acceptable? I guess I didn't hear any objections. Are there any objections to scheduling our next two regularly scheduled NFC meetings for June 15th and June 29th? And hearing none. Thank you. R. Paul, could you please notice those two meetings?
Yeah, I'll do it right away.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. All right. Is there anything further, or can we adjourn to go into a brief executive session?
I would like to request a personal privilege here, Madam Chair.
Yes, please.
I would like to be excused from the executive session.
Of course.
Please. And I can probably be briefed later on whatever... subject matters were discussed. I'm on the road, and I don't think I can do the executive session. So,
of course,
please.
Of course.
Okay. Thank
Great.
You.
Thank you, Alberto. Okay. Is there anything further? I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
And Pavic.
Thank you. Okay. I'll talk to you all in a couple of moments. Please call in on the executive session. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.